Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, we are back live. That's our Friday 5 o'clock music, by the way. Completely forgot it's Friday and 5 o'clock because we're
having fun.
Surrounded by a lot of hustle bustle right now. So we're at the FLA Live Arena, and you have NHL All-Star Weekend, which is upon us now because you've got the skills contest tonight. You've got the actual All-Star game tomorrow. And Gary Bettman, the commissioner, has graced us with his presence. And listen, when he's walking around an arena, it's not just him. Like, it's a whole, there's an advanced team.
Aura.
I like it. I like that. Like, he's living my dream.
No, it's just me.
I don't think so. But Gary Bettman, now, he's been the commissioner of the NHL for 30 years. 30 years this month, I believe.
30 years February 1st.
Which is an unbelievable, monumental run with one league. And you've seen, you know, professional hockey now in South Florida for just about that amount of time. It's come to fruition all under his watch. So I'll start with the All-Star festivities in South Florida in general. How has South Florida done as a host for this year's activities? And how's the South Florida residents doing as fans and participants?
Well, first of all, whether or not you're going to an event or a business meeting or just live here, being in South Florida is great, particularly when the weather is like it is today. There are great Panther fans here. This team, particularly under Vinny Viola's ownership, has been getting great support. And we've done more events in the community, whether it's the Fan Fest on the beach or the other community efforts we've done with schools and children and like. And so we're thrilled to be here, and the community, Broward County, Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, have just been great hosts.
And we get criticized down here not being a hockey town.
That's not true. You know that.
That's what I wanted to ask you, because I know it's not cold, so you can't play hockey outside like Canada. You just, they tell us you just go out in the lake and ride around and play hockey. But in your mind, what is a hockey town? Because we get told we're not one all the time.
And that's ridiculous. South Florida is a great hockey market. Tampa is a great hockey market. Nashville's become a great hockey market. Dallas, Arizona, Orange County, Anaheim in California. It's really about newer franchises building a history and tradition. And this franchise is about as old in the NHL as I am. And so this is a team that has developed the following, that has fans, that has great traditions. One tradition, throwing rats, we had to stop because it was a little disruptive. But the fact is, hockey at all levels has grown here. And what USA Hockey tells us is that when we put a franchise in a new place, hockey at the youth level explodes, and we've seen that here as well.
Can I lobby for the return of the rats after every goal, or
no.
It's not worth my breath?
Well, no, okay. It stops the game.
That was a magical season, though.
It was a very magical season.
That was a magical season.
In spite of or because of the rats, who will know? But you know, at least I stopped getting letters from Peter complaining about throwing plastic rats on
there. They were rubber rats.
That's what I said, but. No, this franchise has had some great times, and it's having one now. I mean, last season was magical, and this season I think the team's coming on strong and is going to make a great run for the playoffs.
We're hoping after the All-Star break here that it all starts clicking. Is it difficult? Gary Bettman, the commissioner, is with us. Is it difficult almost to process how much the All-Star Game, the festivities have grown since you started as commissioner in 1993 when it was an All-Star hockey game? It is now a week of activities. It is glitz and glamour and celebrity guests and music. Like, do you sometimes step back and go, wow, over 30 years, look what the NHL has become?
Well, every time we do an event, we try and make it better than the event was before. We'll sit down and debrief after this weekend and say, as great as this was, what could we do that would make it even bigger and better? And the focus is to give our fans more ways to connect with the game. And for All-Star in particular, it's about a celebration of our sport. And our players have fun with it, our best players, the All-Stars. And they come to this weekend to really celebrate the game and celebrate each other and celebrate our fans.
And with all the change, you know, the All-Star game is one, but just the change in the world since you've been running this league, the social media stuff, all the tech, like, what was one of the pivotal moments as a commissioner where you were like, damn, I never expected this?
Well, when I started this job, sports leagues didn't have websites. I think the iPhone was 11 years away from having been marketed. And social media, as we know, it didn't exist. And we had fewer franchises. We're now more widely followed and viewed. We have more business partners. We have more fans than ever before, because this has all been our pursuit of getting bigger and satisfying our fans and connecting with our fans in more ways than ever before. And so the game has never been better on the ice. Our franchises have never been healthier and more stable. Our competitive balance, the races through the regular seasons to the playoffs, and, you know, our playoffs, there's nothing like it, has never been better. And so it's a good time to be associated with the game, particularly as a fan.
Yeah, I wonder, you know, kind of going off what Crowder just said there, is there anything that sticks out in your head over your 30-year tenure as the commissioner? Is there anything that sticks out in your head as, this was the best decision that I've made, or that was the worst decision that I've made?
I don't think I can answer the question quite that way. We did lose a season, unfortunately, because nobody wanted to do that. But the result of that, the system we got that has created the stability, the growth, and the competitive balance that we have that's enabled us to make the game better, you know, we had to go through a tough time to get to it, but it's paid huge dividends for the players, for the teams, and most importantly, for our fans.
And is with the lockout situation and all, you become the bad guy. It's more than you just saying this is not going to happen, it is going to happen. Are you comfortable being the bad guy? And this is part of the job.
I think you have to be with a commissioner, any commissioner.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. Listen, it was clear to me when we went through that difficult time, we got what we knew we had to have. So no regrets in that regard. If people had to get mad, I didn't want them getting mad at the players. Mm-hmm. I didn't want them getting mad at our teams. And if they felt they had to get mad at somebody, okay, make it me. People aren't going to buy or not buy a ticket because of me. I want them to still be connected to the game and to our players and to the teams, and that's the most important thing. And you know what? When people talk about getting cheered, getting booed, as long as you're not getting ignored, it's okay.
But it's a unique personality, I think, to be a commissioner of any sport, because it's such an easy target. You kind of like it's all part of the gig, I guess.
I don't know whether it's unique, but I'm good with it.
I guess the head of anything. The head of anything.
Is there a text thread?
Is there a text thread of all the major sport commissioners?
No.
Yeah, no text thread with Roger Goodell?
And we don't have a clubhouse. And, you know.
What I got to know this. This is very important to me because I know you're pressed for time. It's a very busy night. What is the commissioner's suite going to look like tonight? What is catered?
Actually, I'm not sitting in a suite. I'm sitting in the stands.
What?
Okay.
Yeah, messed up your whole plan.
What?
Yeah.
I was going to try to glom my way into the
suite. You can glom away, but I won't be there. I'm sitting in the seats.
I try to flex my small standing here at the arena. I mean, that's I can't even comprehend that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You look like you're in shock.
I am in shock. I mean, what's better than watching the game in a suite, a fully catered suite?
That's all right.
Wow, so you just enjoy watching hockey from a seat.
Exactly.
We were talking about it before he joined us. Hockey is, without question, the best live spectator sport on the planet. There's for people who have not been to a live hockey game, and in South Florida there are probably many, there is no greater sport to watch live.
There's no better way to be entertained, sports or otherwise, for 2.5 hours. And if you haven't been to a game, you're probably not listening to this, but if you haven't been to a game, you should come to one. And if you've been to a game, bring somebody who's never been to a game and watch their reaction.
And that love, like, you're sitting in the stands because you really want to watch the game. Like, the love for the sport, all the business side, you can put out your head and watch this game.
And we have a lot of guests here. I think we probably have more guests at this All-Star game than we've ever had at an All-Star game. Part of that is a tribute to how the game is growing, and part of it's a tribute to being in South Florida in the middle of the winter.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too bad here in February, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Gary Bettman, the commissioner of the NHL, we wish you a successful All-Star weekend. We've had fun already. We're looking forward to tonight and tomorrow. We appreciate you making time for us. And now I've got to come up with a completely different plan to get free food tonight.
Well, we can send you some food if you're really that desperate. But more important, thank you for all you do to cover the game and sports in South Florida. And enjoy the weekend.
I will tell you, the Florida Panthers have been great partners to us for many years now. And just so cooperative and very good with what we do. So we appreciate their cooperation with us, and we appreciate you stopping by on a busy night.
That's all good.
Thank you very much. Thank Gary you, Bettman sir. There, the commissioner of the NHL.
You can't get it.
Unassuming. He was very unassuming, which is not what I expected.
Thank you, sir.
And I cannot believe I had visions of walking. I thought Prime 112 was going to be catering their suite.
Yeah. Oh, that excited me, man.
That was wild.
Lined it up. The box?
You knew I was going there. You knew I was going there the entire day.
I'm not in the box. You had 16 follow-up questions.
That is wild to me. I mean,
that's cool though.
Who would waste that opportunity to sit in the suite?
You ask about other commissioners of other leagues. Roger Goodell is not sitting in a seat.
You are 100% correct.
I don't know who was the other one.
Silver? Rob Manfred. From baseball. Adam Silver, basketball.
I would say, you know, I think Batman's the only one that's sitting in a seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that does seem fairly unique.
I saw Roger Goodell yesterday at the dodgeball game in Vegas, and you know me and him have a past. We got into a verbal altercation during the lockout year in the league. He walked up, and the people around me, like Ryan and Fred and those guys, they thought I was gonna be like, they were like, oh man, crowd's gonna say something crazy. But it was perfect because I was already telling a not made for television story to Chad Pennington. We were telling the old story about Joey Porter and something, strip clubs and all. So instead of adjusting the story, I just kept telling the terrible story. And Roger Goodell was so uncomfortable
sitting there. Had to walk away.
But he had to listen to the story because it was other important people there. That was my get back.
That was excellent, man. Well, I enjoyed that. I thought Gary Bettman was very cool, very casual. I was impressed. We are at FLA Live Arena, and there is some activity now. I mean, things are happening. It all begins at 7 p.m. tonight.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You're listening to a show that's a live potato.
Loaded potato.
What in the hell does that mean?
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.